Simplified, the cloud of unknowing. Generated by the ship's computer. Read by Latrina Splatch. The Cloud of Unknowing is this fascinating medieval book that dives deep into the mysteries of spirituality and faith. Written by an anonymous author in the 14th century, it's like stepping into a whole different world where you explore the idea of knowing through not knowing. It sounds paradoxical, but that's what makes it so intriguing. One of the most captivating passages in the book talks about how we can reach a deeper understanding of God by letting go of our thoughts and entering a cloud of unknowing. Here's a quote that really stuck with me. "For he can well be loved, but he cannot be thought. By love, he can be grasped and held, but by thought, neither grasped nor held. And therefore, though it be good sometimes to think specifically of the kindness and worthiness of God in himself or of his saints, yet in this work it shall be cast down and covered with a cloud of forgetting." This passage blew my mind because it challenges the idea that we can understand everything through our thoughts alone. It suggests that there's something beyond our rational mind, something deeper and more profound that we can only experience through love and surrender. Another part that really resonated with me is when the author talks about humility. They emphasize that true spiritual growth comes from acknowledging our own limitations and embracing humility. Here's another passage that speaks to that. "For it suffices enough, a naked intent directed to God for himself alone, without any other cause than himself." This reminds me of the importance of sincerity in our spiritual journey. It's not about impressing others or trying to prove something. It's about having a pure and genuine intention to seek God regardless of any external motivations. What's also amazing about the Cloud of Unknowing is its timeless wisdom. Even though it was written centuries ago, it still speaks to us today. In a world where we're constantly bombarded with information and distractions, this book encourages us to pause, reflect, and connect with something deeper within ourselves. Personally, reading this book has been like embarking on a journey of self-discovery. It's not always an easy read. It challenges you to think differently and question your own assumptions about spirituality and faith, but that's what makes it so rewarding. It opens up new perspectives and helps you see the world through a different lens. I would recommend The Cloud of Unknowing to anyone who's curious about spirituality or looking to deepen their understanding of faith. It's not just for scholars or religious experts. It's for anyone who's willing to explore the mysteries of life and discover the beauty of embracing the unknown. So find a quiet place and let yourself be enveloped by the wisdom of this timeless masterpiece. You might just find yourself on a transformative journey towards a deeper connection with something greater than yourself. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed having your mind blown as much as I enjoyed blowing it. Computer, end program.